It entails some $32 trillion that are held in so-called secrecy jurisdictions, either under very, very low tax rates or no tax at all. And this entails more than 100 secrecy jurisdictions. There are tax havens throughout the world, in the United Kingdom, in the United States, in Luxembourg, in Switzerland, of course.
So it's perfectly legal what's happening.
The problem is that we have an industry of tax evasion, and auditors, accounting firms, law firms, corporate executives, parliamentarians are all in the game, and they're all making money. It is shocking that four major accounting firms in the world actually are essentially calling the shots. They write the rules. They are called in by government to assist them in writing the tax rules, which of course are then tailored to their needs so that they can exempt their clients from taxation. And the loss, of course, to all governments, not just developing governments, also the developed states, goes also in the trillions.
Paying taxes is a good thing. It provides money for services like health, social security, infrastructure. Why is the avoidance so widespread?
Greed. If there's one incentive to avoid taxes, is greed.
So how does this issue in reality affect a taxi driver in Lagos or a farmer in the Philippines?
In all countries, whether it be the United States and the homeless in the United States or whether it be a taxi driver in Lagos, he also needs education for his children and he needs health care. And throughout the world, especially since the financial crisis of 2007, they have been draconian austerity measures applied. It's in the social services that monies are being reduced. We give lip service to human rights, to civil, political, economic, social, and cultural rights. We give lip service to the Sustainable Development Goals for 2030. We give lip service to COP21, but it's going to take trillions of dollars to deliver on the SDGs and on COP21. And that money is simply not there.
So why are you calling for a new international tax authority?
The United Nations is the only world organization who can do it. What is missing, of course, is the political will. The Group of 77 and China and many, many countries wanted to transform or to upgrade the existing expert group on tax coordination into a norm-making body. The problem with us, special rapporteurs and independent experts, we only issue recommendations. There's no teeth. And we're not having action taken upon our recommendations. And what I said yesterday...
What makes you think it's going to be any different this time?
So we are in the category, like in Greek mythology, of Cassandras. I mean, we warn, we tell people this is the problem, and then, of course, we add a pragmatic recommendation how to solve it. But, of course, there are vested interests against it. The states basically want to continue business as usual while at the same time giving lip service to human rights and development.